Welcome to On the Verge. This is the Mental Fitness Series, and I am your host, Kara Bradley. I am so looking forward to today's episode. It is one of my favorite things to talk about, which is movement. Movement, breath, rhythm, and why it matters to do this every day, not just for your six-pack abs, by the way, but for your mental fitness. So let's just do a quick review, and we'll head right into it. Why am I doing this? What is mental fitness? Why does it matter right now? Well, I have to tell you, we are all in need of mental wellness strategies, tips, tools. There is no doubt that every single human on this planet has been impacted by the pandemic, by quarantine, by questions about vaccines and about pods and infections. You know, the uncertainty is enough to make anyone feel agitated and chronically stressed. So if we're not taking care of our mental health, if we are not really, really looking at ourselves and how we are managing this all, then we're going to end up with some acute issues. You know, stuff that may come up years from now. So I feel called to share freely what I've learned personally and what I've learned professionally from leading a lot of people, how to manage states, how to shift states, how to keep a pulse on your own mental wellness. And that is this idea of becoming mentally fit. It's strategies, tips, tools, practices that we can do every single day to keep our body and our mind working together. With this word, I love this word, synergistically, this synergy, because when body and mind work together, not in opposition, but together, when we're not fighting our physiology or our biology, or we're not fighting our mind and our thoughts, when we're working together, it amplifies how we feel. It amplifies clarity, calm, confidence, strength, agility, flexibility, both mentally and physically. So in the last few episodes, we've gone through the mini win practices that I've over the years curated as being essential ways to help us shift from feeling busy to best. This idea of getting mentally fit, from my perspective, is a body-first approach, meaning we check in with our body first, and it has two tracks. The first track are these on-the-spot state shifters I call mini wins, and we've been going over them. We're going to close them out today. And the second track is the cross-training. How do we cross-train to get mentally fit? And that includes daily practice. It includes challenge. Just like you get physically fit and you cross-train with cardio and strength training and flexibility training, what I'm developing is a way to cross-train your body-mind to feel strong, calm, and clear more often. But right now, we're just reviewing these mini-wins. And the mini wins that we've gone over already are changing your biology, getting out in nature, using breath as a magnificent tool to manage your nervous system. And last episode, we talked about inner stillness and inner silence. Today, we're going to move on into movement and rhythm, the final two mini wins. And the way that we apply these mini wins, just to do another quick review, is the three-step process. First, ask yourself throughout the day, how am I right now? How am I? Oftentimes, if you're feeling really good, if you're at your best, you're not even going to think about asking the question because you're in flow. You're in your day, you're in your groove, you're focused, you're feeling good, you're humming. But it's those moments when you don't feel your optimal, when you don't feel your best, That's when you want to pause, stop, come to a full stop and ask yourself, how am I right now? Then step two, check in with your body. Pausing to notice your heart rate, your breath pattern, your skin temperature, whether you feel like your stomach or your throat are clenched or your body, your muscles are clenched. And then you can check in with your mind. You can apply words to this like, I feel agitated, I feel sad, I feel irritated, or just don't and let the nonverbal language speak for itself. Step one, ask. Step two, check in. Step three, choose a mini win. Choose. Choose what would feel best in the moment. Is it biology? Drinking, eating, resting, going to the bathroom, taking a shower? Is it getting out in nature? Is it changing breath? Is it coming to a full stop and pausing in stillness and silence? Or, as we're going to talk about today, is it movement? Sometimes we need movement and rhythm, and that can help shift us from an unhelpful state to a more optimal state, moment to moment. So let's get into it. Let's get into today. Movement is my jam. I've been moving my whole life, and I've also been moving others since I was 15 years old when I began teaching figure skating. And I noticed as a 15-year-old without, you know, the consciousness that I have now, but I noticed that when people started to move on their skates, on the ice, their faces changed. Their eyes became brighter. They became more playful and more childlike. Movement is our birthright. We are born to use our bodies as tools to help us experience the world. So when we move, we change our state. Now I'm going to say that I believe that the fitness industry, one of which I've been a part of for my whole career, the fitness industry has hijacked movement from our lives. It's defined what movement is for us. And so I can't tell you how many people feel badly about themselves, beat themselves up, because they don't move the way the fitness industry tells them they should be moving. They don't do the HIIT. They don't do the spin. They don't do the yoga. They don't lift weights. And it saddens me because what happens is that people don't do anything. I'm here to remind you that your birthright is to move your body in any capacity that you can. And so when you move simply, even just swinging your arms, the spinal six that I offer and I have in the show notes, moving your spine in six directions, backward, forward, side, side, twist, twist, every day, several times a day, that is movement. It is justifiable movement. So if you're one of those people that beat yourself up for not exercising, for not working out the way the fitness industry tells you you should be, stop it. Stop it and reclaim movement in your life because it is one of the most effective, empowering, healthy things we can do, not only for our physical health, but our mental health. Move your body in many, many ways, on all different planes and in all different directions. And it will make you happy. It will alleviate stress. So Dr. Roger Sperry, you'll know why I made that mistake in a moment. Dr. Roger Sperry, who is a Nobel Peace Prize laureate and a neurophysicist, said something that I repeat all the time. You may have even heard me say this. He said that 90% of the stimulation to our brain comes from movement of our spine. 90% of the stimulation So how we feel stimulated, more awake, more clear, more alert, happens when we move our spine, which is why I created the Spinal Six. Find it in the show notes. It's a simple six movement practice, a couple of minutes, that moves your spine in six directions: backward, forward, side, side, twist, twist. That can stimulate your brain. It's that simple, my friend. Okay, next, movement. Going for a walk, cleaning your house, chopping carrots for soup, anything that gets your body moving, gardening, weeding, sweeping the garage, as my Italian nonnas would do incessantly. They love to sweep, Italian grandmothers. Any kind of movement. You know, there's been studies done in the Blue Zones. Love that book, by the way, if you haven't read it. The Blue Zones are these 6-8 places in the world where people live more often. They live over 100 years old, and they tracked these people. And they moved. They walked 6 miles a day, all included in their steps. We need to move, my friend. You don't need the Lululemon pants. I promise you that. You can do whatever, wear whatever you want, your pajamas. Move your body. Give yourself that gift in the morning before you go to bed at night. It could be 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Use movement as a mini win to shift your state. Now, the next mini win, the final mini win, is rhythm. Rhythm. It hasn't been widely studied. I've dove in and looked. There's one particular gentleman, Dr. Bruce Perry, right? Which is why I screwed up from Sperry Perry. Dr. Bruce Perry has done research on how rhythm shifts us from a high anxiety state into a state of more calm and clarity, clear. He said that rhythm, using rhythm as a state shifter, is one of the most effective ways to move from high anxiety. So how do we move in rhythm? Well, walk, right? That brings movement and rhythm together. When we move in rhythm, it settles us. The walk, the bike ride, the raking of the leaves, the sweeping. Move and breathe in rhythm. We're going to get to that in a second, but let's come back to rhythm. Think of the baby. How do we soothe the baby? We rock the baby. Or like I did with my firstborn, put the baby on a dryer, right? The dryer that's moving, you know, in the car seat, of course. But any kind of drumbeat, low-level rhythm will help soothe us. So how do you use rhythm just without anything else? You know, I listen to drums all the time. There's so many great drum, you know, soundtracks on YouTube or Spotify. Drums soothe me. They help me focus. They get me out of my head. They actually integrate my body-mind. Remember that integration, when body and mind work together, we build mental fitness. So I like to teach moving and breathing in rhythm as a way to synchronize or synergize body and mind, to help us shift state from busy to best, frazzled to flow, right? Chaos to calm. I love all these little cheeky words, sayings. So grab some of the links in the show notes, because I have a bunch of practices there. I also have my brand new course with Mindful Magazine. We just put out Mindful Movement for Strength, Clarity, and Calm. I go through this in detail through video and tons of practices. The significance, how to do it, how to apply mindfulness to movement, and then synchronize it with breath and movement and rhythm. Highly effective, my friends, highly effective. So the final two mini wins are movement and rhythm. And we couple that together with changing biology, getting out in nature, using breath pattern, finding stillness and silence, these are all on-the-spot solutions that you can apply moment to moment, any time of the day, to help you find clarity and calm. Now, one more thing about movement that needs to be said is that sometimes we need more vigorous movement. Like, I know I get ants in my pants, right? That old saying, when I don't move vigorously. You know, I love yoga. I practice yoga every day. In fact, you know, this has been something just even in 2021 that I've finally fallen back in love with yoga, because I had had my little issues with yoga from running a yoga business for so long. Sometimes yoga is not enough. Sometimes I get on my rebounder. I have this little tramp. I love it. And I bounce. I literally need to bounce for 5, 10, 15 minutes. You know, it's like a child that needs to just like get outside and run around. Sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need to put on the music. I put on disco. I love disco. And I just dance. Like whatever I'm doing, even if I'm just cleaning up the house, I'm dancing. I need that high energy. Sometimes we need slower, more restorative movement. This comes into the cross training, which we're going to start to weave in these next few episodes. The cross training aspect of mental fitness is where we're headed. This is how we build long-term sustainable change. This is how we do the workouts for the body-mind, how we challenge the body-mind. We increase duration, repetition, volume, intensity, just like we would in our physical fitness practice. So I'm trained as a strength coach, as a strength and conditioning specialist. And so I've learned, you know, I understand how do we train our physical body to grow and adapt for long-term change. And this is what we're going to start to apply to the body-mind. And this includes training our body physically, improving our gut health, and priming our immune system, and improving our gut-brain health, because this is the root cause, and it can be the root solution to our mental wellness and our mental fitness. It also includes the nervous system training, the vagal nerve, the polyvagal theory. These are root causes of our high stress and anxiety, of our brain fog, of our sleeplessness, of our lack of focus and distraction. This is where I'm headed. It's not just about bubble baths, my friends, although I love bubble baths. So I encourage you to stay with me on this. This is cutting edge. I'm pressing boundaries. You and this platform, it's where I kind of make sense of it all as a teacher. A couple ways that you can do this with me. Download the Mental Fitness Protocol if you haven't yet. It's just a list of the stuff that I do, my non-negotiables, including my gut-brain protocol. Full disclosure here, my friends, I am working with the leader in the mental wellness space when it comes to improving the gut-brain connection. I'm going to bring on Dr. Sean Talbot in the next episode or two, and we're going to talk about the specifics. But if you're interested now, grab the Mental Fitness Protocol, grab the Mental Wellness Assessment in the show notes, and let's have a conversation about how I'm helping people toil the soil of the body-mind, which is the gut and the gut-brain connection. This is how I am moving forward. It's why I'm able to offer so much for free, is because of my deep commitment and partnership with Amari Global, this early stage mental wellness company. And I'd love to talk to you more about what I'm doing, both for your own personal well-being, and also how I am really, I got to tell you, I am tapping into an extraordinary opportunity because the timing of this early stage company and the extraordinary demand for mental wellness solutions. So if either one of those interest you, then please reach out to me, DM me, email me, and let's have a conversation. All right. That's all. So a couple of things. Just check out the show notes. I've got loads in there. And I really want to encourage you to start applying these mini wins in your life. Ask, check in, choose. Moment to moment. Keep yourself ahead of your mood so that you don't spiral down. You don't go into stress mode too often. You keep yourself on your front foot. This is how we build mental fitness. This is how we feel strong, calm, clear, and I want to add confident more often. Thank you for listening. If you find value and have found value from these podcasts, please leave a review. They really help other people find this show. I so appreciate you. Take care.